Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I hope this finds you doing well and living with enjoyment in your life and knowing that God has everything in control in your life. It's so wonderful to know. When I wake up every morning and thank Him for the day, I know that He is in control of my day, whatever comes. And sometimes it's very unusual, but He is always there, always saying, come on, come on, come on, join me. Oh, be assured that wherever you are, whatever you are doing, in all things, in all ways, God is doing the most loving thing concerning you. He is doing the most loving thing concerning you, my friend. I forgot the Bible. I think I forgot the Bible slogan yesterday. Did I? So much has gone on since Monday. Let's do the Bible slogan again. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. Praise the Lord. And thank you for praying for President Trump. If anyone can get us out of this mess, it's Donald J. Trump. He said, don't be afraid of COVID. Remember that when he said that last year? Don't be afraid of COVID. And Tucker Carlson says, the mainstream media is a media of propaganda. The science behind COVID is the science of fear and lies. The death rate of those with coronavirus is 1 in 1,000. Don't believe them. It's 1 in 1,000. 95% of people age 75 and older who get the virus survive and are totally fine. I have a call. Hi, John.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm looking up to Jesus.
Well, good. Oh, you are such a scripture person. Good for you.
Yeah. There's one that is on the card. Not 2 Timothy 1:7, but Isaiah 35, verse 4, on one of the cards in the power pack.
Yes.
Say to those who have a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, my God comes with vengeance, even with recompense to save us.
Oh, that's so good. I just read that the other day, John.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, do not fear. That's in our Word Power reading. And I just read that yesterday. Oh, isn't that good? It makes you feel good inside, doesn't it? Do not fear.
It does.
Do not fear.
Yeah, I need to hear that. Yeah, do
yes.
not fear.
Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to thank you for praying for me. I never get on the line enough, so I just want to thank you for all the times you prayed for me when I sent in my letters and donation. And also, when I was on the air, you said to go forward, and that was a long time ago. I couldn't make it.
Oh, I couldn't go forward.
I tried.
Oh, yes, you're going forward, my brother. My dear brother, you are going forward. And one of these days when we see Jesus, you are going to receive a great reward, John.
Yeah.
Yes, you are probably my most faithful power partner.
Oh.
You are. Yes,
yeah.
I praise God for you.
I remember when Darren said, he said, this is a long time ago, but he said, now, does John tithe? And I said, yes, I do.
Yes, he
and
does.
And you caught on the line and said, yes, he does tithe.
That's right. Wow, you've got a great mind. You really have a good memory. I don't remember that, but yes, you
and
do.
And also, I had some of my money I was earning, and it's hard to earn bucks like other people earn. They earn more than I do, and I can't do that much, but sometimes I think of that poor widow that had the two mites.
Yes.
And sometimes I carry that out. I had like $2 left, and I gave $2, and that's all I had.
Yes.
And so I wanted to try it out and test it, and it works, of course. and also Malachi 3:8-10.
Yes. Yeah. When you bring in your tithe, he will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you can't contain.
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling in, John. You can do that any time. That you bless my day.
Oh, okay. And one more thing. I listen to Darren on Fridays, too.
Yes.
And it's so good, and it's very... how'd you say, each time Darren comes, the encore mm-hmm. Broadcast, it seems like his talk on that day is right on for that particular day and also in season.
Yes, it's the anointing, John, and we the anointing doesn't go away. Even if that person is in heaven, what he spoke is still anointed to go into people and encourage and comfort and teach them about God. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Very, very anointing, yes.
Yes.
And I'm not counting yours off, but you have anointing too, and same with Kimberly.
Oh. Thank you. I will tell Kimberly that, John. I will.
Okay, and tell her that her words are right on, and also the scripture that she gives. Sometimes I think, oh, how can I follow that? You know, I try the best I can, and she has some scripture that I'm not sure where I'm at, and I'm not saying it's not right, but mm-hmm. it's very anointing and it's very helpful. It's
well, she has studied the word for so many years that when she teaches, it's a little deeper sometimes. It's the real meat. It's not just milk that she's teaching. It's the meat of the word. And sometimes it takes a little bit more for us to study to get that. Yes, I understand what you're saying. Yes.
And sometimes we're still on the milk.
That's right. So, that's right, brother.
I pray that. Help my unbelief, you know. I believe. Help my unbelief.
Oh, yes. Well, Holy Spirit will help you. He will help you to become a great warrior and a person of faith, John, wherever you are. Yes. Well, God bless you. You have a great day.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, John is such a blessing. Oh, God bless you, John. He is such a generous giver, and it's right. Sometimes he has only $2 left, and he sends it into the ministry for the Home of Refuge and for the radio. And I appreciate him so much. Praise the Lord. Our memory verse for this week is Isaiah 40, verse 8. And from the message, I'm going to read this. Oh, it's so good. A voice says, shout. I said, what shall I shout? These people are nothing but grass. Their love fragile as wildflowers. The grass withers, the wildflowers fade. If God so much as puffs on them, they fade. Aren't these people just so much grass? True, the grass withers and the wildflowers fade, but our God's word stands firm and forever. Hallelujah. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I confess that by God's grace, I'm asking Holy Spirit to open my eyes and to help me see those parts of my life that need to be transformed. Oh, to have faith like John has. As he shows me those areas, I will diligently pray about them and do everything I can to allow God to change me so this present season of my life can become glorious. because Holy Spirit sees my willingness to go through the necessary transformation process. Oh, that's the difficult one. That's the challenging one. Go through the necessary transformation process. You've got to go through that process, friend, before you ever counsel with anybody else. You've got to go through that pruning and that purification process. He is preparing to move me upward into a more glorious phase in my life. I am going from glory to glory. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Rick Renner. And yesterday I was talking about working on some of these things, that weaknesses in our lives. And I've got my weaknesses and you've got your weaknesses. We aren't perfect at all. But we are growing. We are growing and we are learning. Well, while you're working on becoming more loving and patient and kind, what about faith? What have you learned about faith? Let's look at what faith does for the believer. This is so important for you to know. You cannot be saved without faith. Your believing is surrounded by the force of faith. You've been given a measure of faith. And that's in Romans 12, verse 3. You have been given a measure of faith to believe. If you reject that, if you ignore that, it's going to be a serious thing for you. But John 3:36 says, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him. So if you do not obey Holy Spirit, when he gives you those nudges from inside, you know when he's speaking to you, and you do not obey him, the wrath of God abides on you. I don't want that for you, friend. I don't. I want you to become obedient to God's word. And that's what we're all striving for. Number two, you cannot live victoriously over the world without faith. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. This is 1 John 5, verse 4. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that's overcome the world. You know what it is? Your faith. 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Your faith. And number three, you cannot have love without faith. Nope. I'm just telling you that. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love. Galatians 5, verse 6. You cannot please God without faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Oh, remember that one. It's Hebrews 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to the Father must believe that he is the I am that I am, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Oh, so friend, it is without faith, it is impossible to please your heavenly Father. Number five, you cannot pray without faith. Let him ask in faith without any doubting. This is James 1, verse 6. Let him ask in faith without any doubting. Ooh, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that person expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. Anything. Ooh, those are heavy duties, aren't they? They're hard to imagine, that this faith that we're building up. And see, we can increase our faith as the apostles asked Jesus. How do we increase our faith? Increase our faith. And he gives them wonderful, wonderful verses of scripture, and I'm giving you them here today. Romans 5:1 says, you cannot have peace with God without faith. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And you cannot have joy without faith. 1 Peter 1, verse 8 says, and though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him. That's faith. That's faith, believing in him. You greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Do you remember that old song? It's 1 Peter 1, verse 8. Number eight, you are justified by faith and not by works. Justified means that you can stand before God, before his throne, without a sense of fear, without a sense of guilt, unworthiness and inferiority. You're justified. You're a child of His. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Since by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. You can't get free from sin by sacrificing a lamb once a year. That's not going to work anymore. Nope, it's not going to work. Jesus was your sacrifice lamb. He was your perfect sacrifice lamb. And that's once and for all. He has done it for all of us. Number 9, you are to live by faith. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by what? By faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me. Galatians 2, verse 20. Oh, these are so good. Number 10, you are made righteous by faith. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for them is for their salvation. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge. Some people, you know, they're just yelling and screaming and hollering, and they got a zeal for God, but it's not in accordance with the knowledge of God. And so sometimes we've got to go to our brothers and sisters and say, peace to you, peace to you. Because they're saying things off the wall and it's not making any sense to anybody. So they've got a zeal, but it's not in accordance with the knowledge of God. For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the goal of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Romans 10, 1 through 4. Number 11, Christ dwells in your heart by faith. May Christ dwell in your hearts today through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Can you be filled up to all the fullness of God? I truly believe that. I have seen mighty men and women who are in their senior years be so full of God. And you have read books by them, by E.W. Kenyon, by Smith Wigglesworth, by Catherine Coleman. You've read those books. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power. Could that be faith? Yes, I believe it is, that works within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 3, 17 through 20. When Jesus was on this earth, he walked with total faith into whatever situation he found himself. He had a faith that brought about absolute peace when a fierce storm rocked their boat. The disciples woke Jesus up. Can you just see him running to Jesus and saying, Master, Master, we're perishing. Don't you care that we are drowning? Oh, wow. What great authority Jesus had. And he's given that authority to you and me who believe in him. He rebuked the howling wind and the surging waves, and instantly they stopped and the sea became as calm as glass, the Passion says. And Jesus said to them, why are you so fearful? Have you lost your faith in him? Have you lost your faith? Why don't you have faith? He was asking them, why don't you have faith? What does this question imply? That when we get caught up in our circumstances and in the thing of the moment, that faith goes right out the window. He was saying that when we allow fear to take over, faith goes right out the window of our heart and soul. Faith is lost through your trusting in that storm and the circumstances of life. They'd been learning faith from Jesus from the very first day that he appointed them. They'd been learning faith every day as they walked with him. What's happened? It's like I see some people that today that they call themselves Christians, and yet an event or a circumstance or a health problem gets them all caught up in what they're going through and not the rock on which they're standing. They're standing on that rock, Christ Jesus. Well, Jesus did find great faith in Israel. And I have a feeling that I am going to have to tell you some of this stuff on Thursday. In Matthew 8, verse 10, when Jesus heard the Roman officer say, "Lord, I understand your authority. I know all you need to do is to stand here and command healing over my son, and he will be healed instantly." And this was Jesus' reply to this Roman officer. He was not a Jew. He was a Roman officer. He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith in all Israel. Go home. All that you have believed for will be done for you." And the Roman officer's son was healed at that very moment. He had a high belief system, didn't he? That's what we're striving for, a high belief system. And so many instances in the New Covenant, Jesus said, "Your faith has made you whole." Well, we're going to stand on our faith, and we're going to say that our faith still holds no matter what comes. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Soon.
Hallelujah. Oh, if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know. I think you're living in a deep freeze. You need to get out in the sunshine. Enjoy the sunshine. Oh, what joy. What joy to walk with Christ. Isn't that wonderful? There are some people, they question all the time. And I think sometimes questions get us mucked up. They really do. They ask, well, if God requires so much faith, why doesn't he just give it to me? I've heard that. And we say, oh my goodness. So nothing is impossible with God. So nothing is impossible with God as he trains this person to live by his standards day after day after day. And we go through pressure systems, friend, because we learn that God is in that with us. And when we come out triumphant, we build, those are building blocks. Every situation we've been through and we've come out victorious, those are building blocks for us. I've had so many building blocks, it's marvelous. So don't ask that question. Why doesn't he just give faith to me? Well, I was raised in a church, I pray. Why don't I get the results I pray for? Oh, see, those kind of questions, they're questioning God. They're really asking, is God for real? Is he real? What is he doing anyway? He must be asleep. And so I don't ask questions anymore. What I do is I just thank him in everything I give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning me. Oh, it's been so much fun being with you today. Kimberly and I will be on the air tomorrow. God bless you and keep you until we see you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.